This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba, and Baruch Hashem. Tisha B'Av is behind us, and now we have Shabbos Nachamu ahead of us, and Tu B'Av. Now begins the time of the month that is known as Menachem Av. We're continuing our shurim on Sefer Devarim, which are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakim, Mishpachta Le'Nishmas, Shom Le'Ezben, Rabbi Yaakov Zakim, Enli Le'Nishmas, Dr. Zakim's mother, Rivka Bas Tzvi HaLevi, and Rav David ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Tonight's shir is dedicated Lila Nishmas Michla Bas Yecheskel HaLevi. We have good news. Last week we mentioned that the Mystery and the Majesty is now available in French. So if you wanted to learn French, look, I'm going to teach you a few words, okay? Elul. How do you say Elul in French? Elul. Elul. E-L-O-U-L. How about Yamim Noraim? Yamim Noraim. Okay? Sukkot. Sukkot. This is a perfect way to learn. We learn French. And you get the English also, and you can match it up. Okay? It's interesting that in the English, I'm a rabbi, and this, I'm a rav. So I guess I'm on a higher level in France than I am here. That's always how it is. When they don't know you, you know? Okay. Tomorrow, the Spanish edition will be available, so you could pick that up as well. Okay. Tonight I'm going to speak about a subject that I'm very excited to share with you. I want to begin by asking you a very personal question. Raise your hand by show of hands. How many of you walk through doorways? Just checking. Okay. You walk through doorways. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So you all acknowledge that you, upon occasion, walk through doorways. The most well-known teaching of the Ramban is found at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban tells us that in the ancient times, certain principles of faith began to be forgotten. They began to say either there was no creation by a creator, but the world came into being by its own. Instead of creation ex nihilo, something from nothing, that the world always existed. Or some say, no, God created the world, but he doesn't know what's happening in the world. Or maybe God knows, but he doesn't care. Or maybe he cares, but he can't control. Various forms of heresy began to develop. So Hashem needed to set the record straight. And what he did was, he demonstrated that he indeed is the creator of the world. By changing the laws of nature at will, God demonstrated that he indeed is the one who created the world. He demonstrated he has knowledge. How else would water turn to blood for an Egyptian and not for a Jew? How else would wild animals attack only certain people and other people be saved? How else would only certain firstborn die and others remain alive? So God demonstrated control, knowledge, and ability. And God also demonstrated that he communicates with man because he told someone before to warn the king that it's going to happen. So all of the great principles of the Torah, creation, foreknowledge, ability, prophecy, and therefore the divine origin of the Torah, all of these great principles were demonstrated with the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The thing is, it would be nice if Hashem would continuously demonstrate this in every generation. After all, don't we all say, you know, if only would God would make these miracles for us, I would also believe. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, come on, I can't do this in every generation at will. Every time a Rasha says, prove yourself, I have to prove myself, like the famous story. You know, if Mozart's walking down the street and somebody says, oh, you're Mozart? Yeah. Well, then compose a song. Bug off. Every Meshugana who doesn't believe in him, who doesn't acknowledge his talent, he has to prove himself. God doesn't have to prove himself to every Kaifer. So what the Ribbono Shel Olam did was, because he's not going to make a miracle in every generation, for every Rasha or every heretic, he commanded us that we should always make a reminder and a testimonial to what we saw, and thereby transmit it to our children and our grandchildren and the next generation. And therefore, anything which commemorates the Exodus is fundamentally important. Therefore, if you eat pig, and we warn you, we'll just give you lashes. But if you eat chametz, one is liable to early death. Achila chametz has kares. Or if you don't bring any, if you don't fulfill any mitzvah in the Torah, there's no punishment. Unless you don't bring a karban pesach, then you chayv kares. Why? Because these mitzvahs are testimonials to all the most fundamental principles of the Torah. Moreover, the Ramban says, Hashem says, I never want you to forget it. Now I'm going to skip a line for a moment. We should mention it in the morning. We should mention it in the night. Like when we say in Kriyat Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hoitzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Every night you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every morning. Emes V'yatziv is Doiraisa. And if that's not enough, if bringing a Karban Pesach and not eating chametz and remembering morning and night, well, you still might forget. Once a year, leave your house and sit in a sukkah for 7 days to remember I took you out of Egypt. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you make Kiddush, it's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that we never forget all of the great miracles that are testimonials that God created the world, and that He knows what's happening in the world, and that He controls everything that's happening in the world, and He has great ability, and that He communicates with man. But I left out one mitzvah, which commemorates the Exodus. You know what it is? And you should write it on every doorpost. Because every time you walk out of a door, right? We ready, before, I tricked you. Before the share even started, I got you to admit that you walk through doorways. Now, don't tell me, no, I don't walk through doorways. Don't say I don't go through doorways. I know you go through doorways. Every time you go through a doorway, now, many people like to kiss the mezuzah. Where'd you get that from? Because you see, okay, I'm not getting into this. You should kiss the mezuzah. It's a nice thing to do. Very nice. It's chavivas ha-mitzvah. But you didn't do the mitzvah! You can't love the mitzvah if you don't do the mitzvah. You know what the mitzvah is? To look at the mezuzah and to remember that it says in there, God took us out of Egypt. And therefore that shows Hashem created the world and He knows what's happening in the world and He controls what's happening in the world and He has great ability. If you don't do that, stop kissing the mezuzah. What are you kissing? You just kiss things? You're kissing the wall? Why are you kissing everything? Why don't you first do the mitzvah? Do me a favor, penalize yourself. You're not going to kiss the mezuzah until you do the mitzvah. People, they jump, they like jump through hoops. They do somersaults.
Would you say you have to say a bracha then every time?
No, you don't have to say a bracha, but you have not every single mitzvah you do, you make a bracha. But the mitzvah is, the main mitzvah is to think about it. So the Ramban says that you should write it on your doorposts and remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Says Ramban, if somebody buys a mezuzah for a buck, I guess they had better prices back then, and they put it on their doorpost, and they're mechavein to its meaning, you know what this person has already accomplished? They've already acknowledged that God created the world, and God knows what's happening in the world, and He controls everything in the world, and he demonstrates that he believes in prophecy. He's already admitted and his belief in all aspects of the entire Torah. He's showing that he believes that Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of slavery. So you know what you've done? You basically, in one moment, for a few bucks, you put something on your door, you thought for a few moments, you've accomplished belief in all the basic tenets of Judaism. Do you do that? Or you just kiss the mezuzah? You don't even kiss the mezuzah, you kiss your hand. Why are you kissing? You stop kissing your hand. You love your hand so much? Why do you like your hand? What is it? What do you have with your hand? Okay, I'm done with the mezuzah routine. But the mitzvah of mezuzah is to think about what it says. Okay?
It's a question, why every doorpost, every room? Why not just when you walk into the house?
Because that, you know how forgetful we are. You know? No, your wife asks you to do something. So you forget. What do you mean? I reminded you. Yeah, but that was 5 minutes ago. I already forgot. Every doorpost. And you walk, right? You walk through doorways. Just checking. You walk through doorways? You walk through doorways. Fine. That's the first part. That's secondary. We don't have a mitzvah as a shmirah. That's a second and ancillary benefit. The main mitzvah of mezuzah is to remember that Hashem created the world. He controls everything that happens in the world. And He knows and He has ability. Fine. That's the first step. Second step. Okay? The second step is, you know, after 120, one of the six big questions that a person will be asked is Tzipisa Yeshua. Did you wait the coming of Mashiach? Okay? So we've discussed this many times. Did you wait the coming of Mashiach? It's one of the six big questions. That means this must be a biggie. This is not. They're not asking you, did you put on tefillin every day? Of course, you need to. They're not asking you, did you wear tzitzis? You need to. They're very important, but there are six basic fundamental questions they're going to ask you. One of them is, did you await the coming of Mashiach? So the question is, really? It's so important. Where does it say in the Chumash that I need to await the coming of Mashiach? And not only where does it say that I have to await the coming of Mashiach, where does it even say I have to believe there is a Mashiach? And it's one of the six main questions. So the Sefer Smak, Rabbi Yitzchak of Corbeil, of France, who was born in 1280, student of Rabbi Chil of Paris, he's also called Rabbi Yitzchak Bal HaChoytem. He wrote a Sefer on all the 613 mitzvahs. It was originally called Amudei HaGoyla, but it was smaller than a Sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, so they called it Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. He says, the mitzvah of belief in the coming of Mashiach is in this week's parsha, where it says, "Anoichi Hashem lekecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher hoitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Egypt." That's the mitzvah to believe and to wait for the coming of Mashiach. So wait a second, that's a jump. All it says is, "I am the Lord your God who took you out of Egypt." How do you see from there that you have to believe in the coming of Mashiach? Says the Smak. If the pasuk says "Anoichi Hashem lekecha, Asher hoitzeisich me'eretz Mitzrayim," that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, then we likewise have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam will take us out of Galus America. It's the same mitzvah. In fact, says the Smak, it also says in this week's parsha, "V'yadata hayom," you should know today, "V'ashei voice levavecha," you should place on your heart, "Ki Hashem hu aleikim." Hashem is God. Bashamayim imal, in the heaven above, al aretz mitachas, ein oid. There's no one besides Him. There's no one beside Him. Part of that mitzvah is to believe Hashem created the world, controls everything that happens in the world, has knowledge, and therefore, just like we have to believe Hashem took us out of Egypt, yesh lanu lahamin sheyotzienu v'yikabtsenu mibein hagoyim. You have to believe the Ribbono Shel Olam will take us out of Galus. So it's the first mitzvah in the Torah. The first mitzvah in the Torah is to actively await the coming of Mashiach. You do that? You're waiting for Him? Okay, now, you ready for the Whopper? I want to ask you a personal question. Do you walk through doorways? Raise your hand if you walk through doorways. Say that, okay, you're still walking through the doorways. And now when you walk through the doorways, before you kiss the mezuzah, what are you going to do? You're going to remember, oh, the mezuzah reminds me that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah. So I would argue something very compelling and simple. Every doorway you walk through, you need to think, this verifies Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore I believe Hashem will bring the Geula. Every doorway you walk through is an opportunity to await the coming of Mashiach. I want to ask you a personal question. Do you walk through doorways? When you walk through doorways, do you kiss the mezuzah? Stop kissing the mezuzah. And before you do that, think the following two things. The mezuzah says that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Smak teaches that part of the mitzvah of remembering Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is to await the coming of Mashiach. So that means, how many times a day are you going to be awaiting the coming of Mashiach? Can I ask you a personal question? How many doorways do you walk through every day? Probably a lot. Out of those, I don't know, 200 doors that you walk through, how many of them did you utilize to await the coming of Mashiach? Say, don't ask me today, ask me tomorrow. Whoever the first three people to message me that they awaited the coming of Mashiach at least 18 times in one day gets a free copy of the French edition of The Mystery and the Majesty. You could choose French or Spanish, okay? The first three people who message me that after that they walked through 18 doorways, and each time you probably walked through at least 100 doorways, if not more. Raise your hand if you think you walked through more than 100 doorways a day. Not all of them are true. How many of you walked through doors? You see, a guy on the chair, he just walked out. He went, I don't know where he went. He read it. No, don't go yet. After the chair. A guy said he already did it three times. Okay. So this is my, I don't know, I think it's a chiddush, but it's very simple. That means every time you put on tefillin, you're supposed to remember, oh, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and just like He took us out of Mitzrayim, He's going to redeem us. But doorways, it's like, you know, there are endless opportunities, okay? Fine. I said this in a shir recently, and my friend, Rabbi Avrami Herbst, came over to me after the shir. He says, okay, very nice. But where in the mezuzah does it say Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? It says it in the tefillin, because the tefillin has four parshiyos. Shema, v'hayim shamaya. It doesn't say anything about Mitzrayim and Shema and v'hayim shamaya. V'hayo kiviyacha, and kadosh li b'chabachar. So in tefillin, it says Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. But guess what, Gladstein? It's a nice Torah that every mitzvah that commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should likewise remember Hashem is going to bring Geula. But it doesn't say in the mezuzah that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's like, yeah, there goes my mezuzah contest, right? So I was in the Boston Shul. It was like 10 days ago or something. And I took out a parish on the Ramban, and I see this is a very big question. Because the Ramban does say that Hashem commanded us to wrap it on our arms and to write it on our doorposts. So if the Ramban says the purpose of mezuzah is to help remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, then I'm correct. Because just like it's to help us remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, it should likewise help us await and yearn for the Geula. So I found in the Sefer Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim, in number 3, who's a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer, who says, he wrote a very concise commentary on the Chassam Sefer. He says, when the Ramban says that we should wrap it on our arms and repeat it and commemorate with Pesach, and to write on our doorposts, when he says to write it on our doorposts, it's lav dafka. The other mitzvahs, but not mezuzah. He didn't really mean mezuzah. Mezuzah does not commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. When the Ramban writes, and you should write it on the doorpost, writing on the doorpost is lav dafka. So according to that, my whole thing's down the tube. Not only when you walk through doorways. Yeah, right. If we would end here, so you wanted to know if we're going to end on time. Yes, if we end now, we would end on time. But you asked too many questions. No, I don't know if it's happening. But it's not your fault. I'm not going to blame this one on you. Well, let's see. Maybe, well, do we have 6 people who didn't daven? Yeah, okay. So we'll hold everyone else hostage. So Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim says, then when the Ramban says doorposts, is lav dafka. Mezuzah is not zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And thereby, when you walk through a door, there would be no inyan of anticipating the Geula. So in this parish on the Ramban, he quotes the Sefer Kor HaZahav, who Reb Aryeh Leib Steinhardt. So Kutei Chavar Ben Chaim was Reb Chizkia Feivel Floyd. He is a Talmud Chassam Sofer, 1818 to 1894. The Kor HaZov is a parish on the Ramban, and he says something incredible. He writes, you know, in Parshas Boy, look at number 5, the pasuk says, V'haya l'cha l'ois al yadecha, It should be a sign on your arm. What's that referring to? Tzon Shoyad. Ulazikaroin, and a remembrance, Bein Einecha, between your eyes. What's that referring to? Tzon Shoyad. Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, so that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Kibiyad Chazaka, that with a strong hand, Hotziach Hashem Yitzam, God took you out of Egypt. What's the Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha? That if you wear the tefillin, you'll remember and you'll speak about the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban in this week's parsha, the way I'm understanding it, we know that Devarim is Mishnah Torah. It's a repetition and a review of all the mitzvahs in the previous books. The thing is, in this week's parsha, we're introduced to the mitzvah of mezuzah. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Now, if Mishnah Torah is a review, presumably that means the mitzvah of mezuzah appeared before. Where? Where? You remember mezuzah? Where, could anybody tell me where in the Torah did mezuzah appear before this week's parasha? In Parashas Noach, in the Teva? Where is there mezuzah? In Mitzrayim, Hashem told them? Where does it say anything about mezuzah? The Ramban writes in this week's parasha that it could be when it says, "Uchsavta ma'am mezuzah v'sech v'sherecha," it was already said in the pasuk ulazikarain bein einecha, remember between your eyes, remember what your eyes saw and understood. Where do we remember what our eyes saw? That's the mitzvah mezuzah. In other words, when it says in Parshas Bai ulazikarain and a remembrance bein einecha for what your eyes saw, the remembrance is the mezuzah. That's how Ramban. That's what the Ramban writes. No, he doesn't learn it's a shalresh. In other words, it's an amazing Ramban. The Ramban writes in this week's parasha that maybe Bein Einecha is going to shosh, but Ula Zikaroin is talking about mezuzah. Now, in that case, the pasuk says in Parshas Boy that the purpose of mezuzah is to be that's how the Ramban learns that pasuk. The Ramban understands the pasuk in Bai that indeed mezuzah commemorates Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in that case, we have people walked in, so I'm going to ask again to make sure. Does everyone who is in the room walk through doorways? Yeah, we all walk through doorways. And when we walk through doorways, according to Ramban and Parshas Bai, it's to remember the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And just like we remember the events of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we likewise utilize the opportunity to await the coming of Mashiach. So that's the answer of the Sefer Korah Azav. Very interesting. I don't think any of us would have read the pasuk that way. But when you're asking on the Ramban, right? The Ramban in Parshas Bai says that when we write on the doorposts, it's a way of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we asked, it doesn't say anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah. But the Ramban is going, L'shitase, who at the end of Parshas Boy says the purpose of mezuzah is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's how the Kor Hazav, he disagrees with Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim. Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim says, Lav Dafka in the Ramban. The Ramban didn't really mean mezuzah. And finally, it's unbelievable, the Brisker Rav himself asks this question. In the Chidushei HaGriz, he asks on the Ramban, in Parshas Bai, Ramban, what do you mean that one of the ways with which we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim is by being Mekayim the Mitzvah Mezuzah? It doesn't say a word about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Mezuzah. And in that case, maybe just go kiss it. You know, kiss your heart out. Go kiss the Mezuzah. Because it doesn't say anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the question of the Brisker Rav. And he says two interesting answers. It doesn't say anything about Yitzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah, but there is a mitzvah that the mezuzah talks about. You know what mitzvah the mezuzah, what parshiyos are in the mezuzah? We said the first two, Shema and V'hayim Shamaya. What mitzvah then is written in the mezuzah? The mitzvah of tefillin. So in the mezuzah, it talks about the obligation to wear tefillin. And what's the function of wearing tefillin? Why do we wear tefillin? You wear tefillin, leman tiyeh toiras Hashem beficha, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you could say, of course mezuzah reminds us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it obligates us in the mitzvah of tefillin, whose purpose is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. You like that answer? It's like sort of a rhetorical question. The Brisker Rav gives the answer. That's the first answer. The second answer is out of this world. You know, throughout Sefer Devarim, I never realized this. When Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Klal Yisrael, he always says, Shema Yisrael, listen up, Herzachain, Ata Oiver Hayom Es HaYarden, Ki Hashem Elokeh Cha, because the Lord, your God, or Shema Yisrael, Atem Kim Hayom, Ki Hashem Elokeichem. Every single time in Devarim it says Elokecha, Elokeichem, B'chol HaParshiyos, that Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael, it says Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Elokecha. It even says V'yahavta Yis Hashem Elokecha. There's one exception. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu. It's the only time in Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen up, Klal Yisrael, Hashem is our God. Not Hashem, not Moshe saying to Klal Yisrael, you know, Hashem, your God, He's our God. Why does it say our God? What does our God mean? Our God means the God of the Jewish people. He protects us. He saves us. Anyone who dares lays a finger on the Jewish people is reduced to the ash heap of history. The Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, the Greeks, the Babylonians, they all share something in common. They started up with us, so they disappeared. Watch out! Watch out, any nation of the world! He's our God. The Ribbono Shel Olam is our God. You know what our God means? Says the Ramban in this week's Parsha. You know, by the way, you might want to, because, you know, I ask you a lot of personal questions today. I want to ask you one more question. Who here says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? We say it, right? It sounds like something we say a lot. It would be nice to know this is the only Pasuk in Devarim that we call Him our God. Why? Let's look at the words of the Ramban. Take a look. In number 8. You need to contemplate. Kishana hakasav kan loymar. The Torah deviated here to say, Hashem Elokeinu. V'loyamar Elokecha. Doesn't say Elokecha. K'maisha omar b'chol makom. Shema Yisrael. Ata oiver hayoim. Ki Hashem Elokecha. Shema Yisrael. Atem krevim hayoim. Ki Hashem Elokeichem. V'chein b'chol haparshiyos. Sheyedaber Yisrael. Yazkir Hashem Elokeichem. Oy Hashem Elokecha. V'gam b'kan, Omar, v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Why, therefore, does it say Elokeinu? Avol hizkir b'yichad Hashem Elokeinu, ki asa imoyshe es hagedoylois ve'es hanoyrois lasois loishem tifaras. Elokeinu refers to the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm sure you all knew that, because you probably say the Pasuk. Just like you walk through doorways, you probably also say the Pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So obviously we all know the words Hashem Elokeinu refer to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore says the Brisker Rav, when the Ramban says in Parshas Boy that by writing a mezuzah and thinking about it, it's a way of reminding ourselves about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we asked, where in the mezuzah does it say anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's this very obscure, unfamiliar pasuk in the mezuzah. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You know where it talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim? In one word, Elokeinu. Therefore, it comes out, even though Likutei Chavar Ben Chaim says the Ramban wrote it lav dafka, that actually maybe when you put on tefillin, it's supposed to remind you about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not mezuzah. The Kor Hazav says, no, mezuzah also, because the Ramban learns zikaroin. The mezuzah is a zikaroin to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or, the Brisker Rav says, that the mezuzah speaks about the mitzvah of tefillin, which is Echel Yitzis Mitzrayim. Or another very compelling answer is that the mezuzah says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. It's the only time it says Elokeinu. Elokeinu refers to the events of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, every doorway you walk through, you should kiss it. I have no problem if you want to kiss the mezuzah. You could kiss it. But you should also be mekayim in the mitzvah of remembering that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So you stop for a moment and you think, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That means Hashem created the world. And He knows everything that's happening in the world. He even knows what I'm thinking. He even knows my motivations. He even sees what I do in private. And He controls everything that happens in the world. And He has unlimited power. And if you think that, you've already acknowledged all the basic tenets of Judaism. And what else should you think when you walk through a door? Yes. That just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He's going to bring the Geula. And if you do that 18 times in a day, and you message me, you're one of the first to message me, you could get the French edition. Right? Why not? It doesn't cost any money. It's cheaper than going to the store. You could do it more than 18 times. And even if you do it once a day, it's a very great achievement. But we say in the davening, Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, for your salvation, we await the whole day. So did you ever wonder, what do you mean that we await the whole day? How do you wait Mashiach the whole day? I mean, it's not the whole day. It's only when I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei. Nah. But you also walk through doorways. And you walk through a lot of them. The whole day you walk through doorways. And every time you walk through a doorway, you could utilize the opportunity to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, which that itself is a great achievement because it acknowledges all the tenets of Judaism. And once you're at it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the Geula Shelema. So, right after Tisha B'Av, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us this beautiful mitzvah, because now this week is Shabbos Nachamu, and we anticipate the great consolation of the Jewish people. That's what we're waiting for. Make sure you take advantage of all the doorways you walk through. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.